Every Wednesday, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey drops by, and we talk about the herd in Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey. Jim Olander is here. Jim, good to have you back again.
Good to be back, as always.
I wish you were under better circumstances, though.
Yeah, I wish this wasn't the last time for a little while, at least, that we'll be talking Stampede Hockey, but... You know, it is what it is, as they say in the business. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we just came up a little short. I think we ran into a really hot Blackhawks team from Waterloo. And unfortunately, I think we maybe weren't playing up to our best ability either. And those two things combined made it for a tough series for us. And unfortunately, season ending earlier than we had hoped for.
Yeah, that's with three losses. Now, last time you were here, I think we'd already played a couple of games,
we had played two, correct?
And so you were in a must-win situation last Wednesday. That's pretty tough to overcome that.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. And I thought, you know, going into the game, I thought if we, you know, maybe got the first goal, got off to a good start, you know, you start to get a little momentum and we might be able to pull off a win. And then, you know, you win one game and then you never know what can happen. Unfortunately for us, you know, it only took them, they got kind of a lucky bounce and scored a kind of an awkward goal, I think, a minute 14 or something into the game, so not very
then your
far
heart
into the game.
right there.
And you fall behind, and I think 3 minutes later they scored another goal, so now all of a sudden you're 5 minutes into the game and you're trailing 2-0, and that's pretty difficult to overcome. I mean, it's, you know, in a normal circumstance, even if it's game one, I think maybe it's a little easier to come back, but when you know your season's on the line, and now all of a sudden the mountain looks that much higher to climb, and, you know, we kind of settled down after that, and then we fell behind. They scored two late goals in the period to take a 4-0 lead. We Zeb Knutson scored late in the first to get us on the board and give us a little momentum heading into the second. And the second period, we played okay, had some scoring opportunities, but just couldn't get anything to go. And Waterloo added another goal to make it 5-1. And then we scored 14 seconds into the third period to make it 5-2 and started getting the wheels going. And unfortunately, we took some penalties and, you know, Waterloo took advantage and they ended up scoring a couple more goals later in the period to kind of run away with it. So it was just one of those nights where, you know, I think we dug ourselves into too big of a hole. We may have exhausted ourselves in games one and two, to be honest, where we played really, really hard and, you know, just came up a little short. And to Waterloo's credit, you know, they're a very good team. They're the regular season champions for a reason. They've got a real skilled team and really all series long. Any mistake we made, you know, they took advantage. That's what really good teams do. And, you know, we just didn't get that bounce where off a turnover, you know, Waterloo didn't miss the net. They hit the back of the net, and that was the difference. So, you know, for us, it was a tough way to go down. But I think, you know, overall, there's a lot of positives to the season. You know, we had 15 players obtain Division I college scholarships. You know, we finished fifth place. So we finished fourth in our conference, but we actually finished fifth overall in the USHL, which I think is something to be pretty proud of, out of 16 teams. So, you know, we had that happen. You know, we had a streak from, I think, February 1st till the end of March where we went 13-3-3 after a pretty rough January. So, you know, there were certainly, I think, a lot of positives to take from the season. And, you know, it doesn't always end the way you want to, but you hope you learn from it. You know, and now we really, you know, turn the page and get ready for next season.
And we'll talk about that. But you're right. You want to keep things in perspective. You know, you set fan records for attendance this year. You have a lot of people out there having a great time watching what's going on, which is really what, and bottom line, is what it's all about. People enjoying watching great hockey.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, our fans have been unbelievable all year. And to have set an attendance record for the franchise, you know, being first time ever, you know, to have to lead the league in attendance, 127,000 plus, you know, at our games is just unbelievable. And, you know, really exciting because of what we know what's on the horizon. And, you know, that's the new Sanford Premier Center that we're going to be moving into next year. And obviously we'll have more seats there and, you know, opportunity for our fans to sit closer to the action than ever before. So you're right. I think, you know, when we look back at, you know, after the initial loss, it stings. And I think it kind of takes the weekend. And sometimes, obviously, for players and coaches, coaches, I think it takes a little bit longer.
Sure.
But when you really look back at, you know, the things that we accomplished throughout the course of the season, I think there's a lot of things to hold our heads high about and to be proud of, and certainly reasons to be optimistic for the future.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what happens during the off season now of Stampede Hockey?
Well, a lot of stuff will happen here over the next month. Basically, here in a couple of weeks, we have May 5th and 6th are the drafts. There's two drafts that take place. They have a futures draft, which basically is younger players. They're going to be 15, 16-year-olds that are drafted. More than likely, not going to be playing with the Stampede right away. You know, occasionally it does happen, but basically what it allows us to do is they become the property of the Stampede, and we can call them up from time to time. So if we have injuries or we just want to get them more experience, we could call those players up. So it's a shorter draft. It'll be 6-7 rounds of that. And basically these are just that, they're future players. So what it does is, you know, next season going into the draft, they're our property, no one can draft them. You know, they come to our trial camp and the hope is, you know, the following season they'll be ready to play, you know, in the USHL. So that's May 5th. And the following day is our entry draft, which is really, you know, older players and going to be the more current. You're going to see guys that are going to be playing with the Stampede, for next season. And that's really where the team starts to shape up. So we'll have, you know, the number of rounds, it's somewhat confusing. It's really just based on the number of players you have coming back. So you take our roster, obviously we're going to have a handful of guys that are moving on to college and not returning. Then we can protect our other players that are on our roster that we want to have come back next year. Now, from time to time, there might be certain players that, you know, it just doesn't work out, that may not be protected. And in essence, they go back into the draft pool and they could be drafted by another team. So really, it's you draft up to 30 players, you know, including the players that you have protected. And then from there, we invite those guys to our tryout camp, where we also have an invite-only camp where we're going to invite probably 50 more kids to our camp, which is the first weekend in June in Minneapolis. And from there is where we actually put our whole team together. So they'll have 4 days of camp and tryouts. And from there, the coaches will select 30 players initially. Then we have to cut it down to 25 by July 1st. And then that is the 25 players that will come to Sioux Falls. So there's still a couple weeks of scouting for the coaches. And then obviously we have the draft. And then we have our tryout camp. And you know, even talking to Coach about tryout camp, the most exciting thing is this will be the last year that we have to go to Minneapolis for our tryout camp, because with the new Shields Iceplex coming, starting next season, we'll be actually able to have our tryout camp here in Sioux Falls, which we're really excited about, because now we can bring our players here and show them the Sanford Premier Center, show them the Shields Iceplex, and you know, we're going to be the premier place to play in the USHL, which is really exciting. Whereas right now, you know, things work out well travel-wise in Minneapolis, but we have to show them everything from pictures to magazines of what Sioux Falls is, and people, sure, until they actually get here, haven't really experienced what the city of Sioux Falls is and what it has to offer. So that's going to be an exciting thing, and obviously it's going to help the economy of Sioux Falls next year too, because you're going to have about 100 kids and families, you know, coming to Sioux Falls for a long weekend. So I think that's exciting as well.
Jim Molander of the Sioux Falls Stampede is here at 16 minutes past 8. Now, let's talk about Sioux Falls Canaries briefly, because now, and some people may not know that the Stampede and Canaries share ownership. So now your focus will be changing. We got, you know, the Canaries underway. Let's talk about what's going on with Sioux Falls Canaries this season.
Yeah, we're actually a week from tomorrow. The players will report, so they'll be here. We have 6 exhibition games. We'll be releasing our exhibition schedule actually today. We'll have a couple at the Birdcage May 11th and 12th. Those will be free and open to the public, so we'll have more details coming out on that. And then the real fun begins on May 15th. That's our home opener, season opener. We're taking on Sioux City, 7:05. So we play Thursday, Friday, and Sunday of that weekend against Sioux City. And we're really excited. You know, we talk about great fan support with the Stampede. You know, we're coming off a record-setting year with the Canaries, where we set franchise records for attendance, and we're trying to build off that. And excited for, you know, what's on the horizon. You know, Steve Shirley is our manager. He'll be back again, and he's putting the team together here as we speak, and we'll have camp, you know, make some cuts, and then get at it here for, you know, it's a long season, but a short season. It's 100 games, and I think about 110 days, so it goes by really quick. That's our focus right now, and we're getting ready now for opening day. And there's obviously a lot of work to be done to get the stadium ready, and get sponsorships and ticket packages and all that ready. But we've got a lot of different things for fans. So if you're interested, I suggest going to sfcanaries.com. You can call me at the office, 336-6060. But we've got from season tickets to partial tickets to a weekend package that gets you a ticket to every Friday, Saturday, Sunday home game. And our ticket packages are pretty neat. They include our season ticket and weekender include actually a membership into our mug club, which gets you discounted soda and beer, depending on what your favorite choice is. But it's a heck of a deal. So check it out. Come on out to the Birdcage. It's much like hockey. You gotta experience it live. And it's a lot of fun and entertainment. And, nothing better. I think we're all ready for some nice summer weather after the winter we've had to put up with.
Totally agree. And we're looking forward to a great baseball season. So Jimmy Olander, thanks, pal. We'll be talking to you again about Canaries baseball.
Yeah, sounds great, and I appreciate having me in each and every week, and to the listeners and our fans as well. Thanks for a great season. Stay up to date, too, with the Stampede at sfstampede.com, and we're looking forward to what the future holds.
The voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey, that's Jim Olander. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.